You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 370. We've got some good topics for you today, including, I guess we'll start off with announcing the big thing. We're giving away two free TikTok shirts. Thank you to at TikTokND if you want to give them a follow or purchase a shirt yourself. But we talked about it last week, how that was becoming pretty popular, the hashtag TikTok. And so we contacted them, and they're willing to give away two shirts, one on Twitter and one on Instagram. So I'll give you the details on that in a second. We've got some more recruiting news, including a transfer and an announcement to go to the NFL, both relating to our running back position group. Most of you guys probably have heard about that by now, but we'll give our thoughts on that. And there's going to be some other information sprinkled in here and there.
Ruben, maybe you should mention why you're talking with such a, almost like a lisp.
Oh, man.
Actually, it doesn't sound that bad.
There will definitely be times, if you haven't heard it already, that you'll notice I sound a little bit different, and that's because I have braces now.
I sound like a teenager.
I know. So you might, at least you won't feel the spit. You might hear the spit, but at least you won't be feeling it.
Maybe I should move. Right now I'm sitting across from you. Maybe I need to move to the...
I think you're just out of range.
Okay, well then we're good.
All right, but let's start with this hashtag TikTok. If you want to, for a chance to win this shirt, either on Instagram or on Twitter, just find one of our tweets about this giveaway and either quote, retweet it and quote it, or just tweet with the hashtag TikTok Irish Sports Talk. All together, TikTok Irish Sports Talk. We're going to announce the winner on Wednesday, the 25th, probably around noon, but it could be later in the day. So tell your friends. Your chances are pretty decent, actually, of winning one of these. So we're doing one on Instagram and one on Twitter. So check that out. And thanks again to at TikTokND. Head on over there, and there's a link where you can buy the shirt as well. If you just, go over to their Twitter or their Instagram, you'll see a link where you can buy that. So thanks again to them. And I guess let's, some news that just came across the board, as I was sitting here, Randall, was that we've been talking about Notre Dame might go down to Florida for a few days of spring camp. And it does look like they are definitely going to be doing that, going down to IMG, for a few days. However, Michigan is one-upping Notre Dame in a major way. They're going to Rome.
I don't know if that... You think that's one-upping?
Some instances it is, and others it isn't. Big time. I mean, maybe not as far as recruiting, but, I mean, that's out of this world. That's at least out of this country.
Well, I think they had to try it because there's always this talk about Notre Dame potentially playing a Shamrock Series in Rome someday. So... Obviously, they're not playing Shamrock Series this next year, so we're not sure when that's going to happen. But Harbaugh is doing anything he can. I don't know what to... I was surprised that they're doing that for spring practice.
I was shocked when I saw it. But I guess doing this kind of takes away their spring break, and so at least that way, they're doing something really cool for their spring break.
Yeah, that's true. And... Yeah, we'll see what it does. I'm surprised, as much as they tried to do other things. I think they had tried to go to IMG before. Obviously, well, it was for recruiting.
Yeah, but I did look it up. They did do it last year.
Okay, they did go down there, so it was for recruiting. So I guess Notre Dame's a year behind Michigan. But I just, from Harbaugh, his recruiting tactics and everything he tries to do, from climbing trees to having sleepovers with recruits, I figured I don't know.
Nothing would surprise you.
Rome kind of surprises me a little bit. But, hey, I'm sure they'll be impressed.
Yeah, I was shocked. All right, so let's move on to our running back position group, which is going to look a little bit different than I expected a few weeks ago anyway. So Folston did announce he will be going to the NFL draft, and then Justin Brent also plans to transfer. So Tyrone Folston, according to CBS, he would be the they project him to go in the 7th round or as a free agent, and they have him ranked as the 24th running back. Like you mentioned last week or the week before, Matt Miller over on Bleacher Report had him going in the 5th round, 165th overall.
Well, I'll just throw every time Notre Dame in the later rounds, the first two rounds are a little more accurate, or the first round, but after that, if Notre Dame is projected a round, you can almost always add one round to that. It seems like they always drop one round further than what they're projected. So, yeah, he's not going to get drafted.
No, I mean, I wish him the best. I hope he can make a fall or one of the camps maybe and make some cash. But
we talked a little bit about last week where he was or. We talked about when he was projected in the 5th round. At that point, you know, I thought maybe a later round. But with some of these other projections coming out, now that he's actually declared, I don't see him getting...
No. So where does this leave Notre Dame's... their running back position group? Well, the truth is, the two guys that I was expecting to get the most contributions from... are Josh Adams and Dexter Williams. So I don't think it affects where we were going to get the production from our top two primary people. Definitely Tyrone Folston would have played, no question about it. But I don't think it affects Notre Dame going forward. We're down bodies for sure. We're now left with those two guys and then what would be sophomore Tony Jones Jr. and incoming freshman C.J. Holmes, and then Dan McIntosh, you know, who knows, he might be a running back, might play wide receiver. I'm not sure where he'll end up.
And that's maybe why they were trying to recruit another running back. It didn't make sense why Notre Dame was trying to get another running back. But obviously they knew some of this stuff was happening, and so that's, you know, they're trying to add depth to that. With Folston,
and you know what?
Go ahead.
They do need to add another running back, because if they don't, Randall, Josh Adams and Dexter Williams could potentially be gone next year.
Yeah,
that leaves C.J. Tony Jones Jr. and C.J. Holmes, assuming that C.J. Holmes does, you know, or I guess he's an early enrollee, so he's at Notre Dame. And Deion McIntosh, yeah, you can move him around probably, but still. That's very low on numbers.
Yeah.
I don't expect both Dexter Williams and Josh Adams to be back for their senior season.
Yeah. It's hard for me. Maybe Dexter Williams, but not Josh Adams. Josh Adams, this is his last year. I think especially with, you know, seeing from what's happening with Folston and Procise, I think what, you know, you look at Folston's situations like, oh, he needs more time in college. But the NFL obviously looks at what you can do, your potential, not what you're actually doing. I mean, look at Procise. I mean, he played 1 year of running back and was drafted. And Folston, if he would have stayed another year, he would have been... He spent a lot of time in college.
Yeah, it wouldn't have helped.
He's had a lot of wear and tear as running back at Notre Dame. And it just wouldn't have helped the situation. And so I think he saw, you know, even with the Procise situation, he saw that they're going to look at his potential, not necessarily what his stats are. I will throw this in there real quick. The Patriots, yesterday, their one receiver. Did you see his stats? His name, I'm blanking on his name right now. Yesterday, he had 9 catches for... 108. I'm not sure. I might be thinking of Julio Jones. He had like 180 yards, I think. Yeah. Anyways, he had 3 less receptions yesterday than he did in all of college. His yards were pretty close to the same, and he had 2 touchdowns, and I think he had 4 touchdowns in college. So he almost matched his college stats in yesterday's
game.
Did
he play football full-time in college?
He played football. I don't know much about his history, but he played football. Those were his career stats. Anyways, just to point that out, that the NFL does a lot more than just look at your stats in college.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, that's what's happening with Folston. He is working out at AWP Sports, which is in Fort Wayne. And I'm not sure what his connection is there because he is from Florida. But that is where Jalen Smith worked out. And so, I mean, it's a...
Well, he's still going into school, right?
That might be it. But yeah, same place Jalen Smith worked out before he was drafted by the Cowboys. So.
And then Justin Brent did release a list of schools that he was kind of interested in, and it was a wide list.
I haven't heard it there. UCLA, Miami, Arizona State, IU, Purdue, and Ohio State. Honestly, his whole situation, I'm shocked that he's transferring just because he was done with football.
In that sense.
He hardly participated. I'm not even sure he took part in fall camp. And he had a kid. He has not been involved with the football team like the other guys are. He was dealing with some injuries.
He wasn't going to get a shot at running back or wide receiver, I don't think, at Notre Dame, unless next year, possibly, if Dexter and Josh Adams both would leave.
Maybe.
Maybe he would be. But even then, I think it was time for him to move on. But I'm not sure he's going to get a better opportunity unless he goes to IU or Purdue. I don't think he's going to have a better shot at I don't really know UCLA's situation, but definitely not Ohio State. And what was one of the other ones? Wasn't Miami one of them?
Miami, Arizona State. Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking. But some of the stuff he's pulled off at Notre Dame, obviously he doesn't think a whole lot. So he played in nine games at Notre Dame, had zero receptions, had zero carries as running back, so never made any impact. He did play on special
teams. You know what
the
problem was? He was cursed because he had a great spring game one time.
So he's the latest junior jabby.
Yeah.
But anyways, we've heard his name fairly often in the last couple years with some of his antics, but...
I remember when he came in, and I was really excited, and I was really...
I was excited. He's an in-state kid, local guy.
Highly recruited.
Yeah, and has the physical tools to do it. I think it just comes down to the mental part of it. Just can't quite grasp, even from what we've heard, like in some of the camps, you know, he carried the ball, and as a running back, you know, carries the ball the wrong hand. I'm just easy stuff that he should get figured out. Didn't run the right routes when he was wide receiver. Just mental lapses, basically. But maybe, you know, a fresh start somewhere else can help with that. He's got a kid that should... Usually somebody grows up once they have a kid. I mean, you learn a lot. Yeah, so we'll see.
All right. Let's talk about recruiting. Obviously, it's crunch time. Signing day is very close. And Notre Dame coaches are out on the road trying to pick up a last couple recruits. So do you want to go by where the coaches are at now? Or maybe do you want to start with this weekend? Who was at Notre Dame for their visits?
Well, the coaches are back out on the road this week, traveling all over. Brian Kelly is making news on the East Coast. He visited the 2018 commits. They're two twin brothers, the Adam, I still haven't figured out how to say their name right, Adam Malolo, Lola twins. He made sure and stopped in and visit them. They're already committed. And then this afternoon, he was at Jeremiah Owusu Koromoa. No idea if that's right, but that's how we're going to say it. He stopped by. They just gave him a visit.
Gave him an offer
on the 19th, which was what, Friday, Saturday?
Friday.
And he's currently a Virginia commit, and he's planning to visit this next week. So he set up a visit right away. He's planning to visit. I mean, he's scheduled to visit already. What I'm figuring out, looking at all the names, you know, these late offers going out, guys visiting, you might think they were Notre Dame's B players, like, you know, their second option. But I think a lot of it had to do is because they couldn't pronounce their names.
So they did, there are they some... automatically fell to the bottom of Notre Dame's priority list because they didn't know how to say their names.
There's some crazy names. It'll be interesting, hear them pronounce these names.
Notre Dame hasn't picked up another commit. They're still at 15.
No, they had 5 visitors this past weekend. Even before this weekend, Mac Hippenhammer visited last week. It last Monday? It was the first of the week.
And Hippenhammer is the Fort Wayne, the local
wide receiver. Fort Wayne, currently committed to Penn State. Well, obviously, Penn State's pretty worried about that. They had the coaches come out and visit him at the end of the week, and then he actually went on a visit to Penn State this weekend. So they're making sure that they know he's wanted, and who knows what they're telling him. You know, I'm sure they're telling him, hey, Notre Dame didn't offer earlier. You know,
I'm
so
sure
why?
They're telling him we were...
we've been here all along.
No, well, we were, you know, the number 5 or 6 team in the country. We were just left out of the playoff.
We're the Big Ten champions, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
so
sure
they
that,
definitely want to keep him.
I'm sure that's what they're preaching.
But then this weekend there was 5 visitors, Trey Norwood, Russ Yeast, Jordan Genmark Heath, Evan Fields, and Kofi Wardlow. They all liked their visit. None of them, you know, made any commitment. Maybe that kind of, you know, it's always exciting going into the weekend. Oh, we got all these guys coming. But you got to remember, I mean, some of them are committed to other schools as well. And I don't know, maybe just got to, you know, this is late in the game. So it's going to take a lot to get these guys to commit now.
I think I kind of feel like I'm expecting for Notre Dame to pick up 3 more commits. If it's fewer than 3, I'll be disappointed. If it's more than that, I'll be happy and I'll be surprised.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be 3.
And I think that's
at this. That's what I'm saying today.
Yeah,
I have the right to change that next week. But that's kind of what I don't know. That's just a random number I'm throwing out there. Evan Fields is announcing his commitment on January 30th. And he's down to 6 schools. It's Arizona State, Notre Dame, UCLA, Kansas State, and TCU.
Wait, well, who was that again?
And Oregon. Arizona State.
No, I mean the player.
Oh, Evan Fields, safety.
Okay.
You know, obviously he was on a visit to Notre Dame this weekend. Then yesterday, which would have been Sunday, or last night, he tweeted out that he got an offer from Stanford. So Stanford's been coming in and getting some recruits that Notre Dame's been after, and he's a safe defensive back. For some reason, those guys love going to Stanford. So definitely something to watch there. It's just kind of waiting game. See what happens with these guys. Jordan Genmark Heath actually is a Swedish player. He's from Sweden, and he hasn't played a whole lot of football, but he did move over here to play more football. I think he's only played like 2 years, but has a lot of talent and moved over here to play more football. So, Swedish guy. He's currently committed to Cal. So, obviously, they'd have to flip him if they want to get him. There are 2 guys coming in this week. Here's another weird name. Myron Tagovailoa. I don't even know how to say it. Tagovailoa-Amosa. He's a defensive lineman. And then linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, that's who Brian Kelly's visiting right now. But
Owusu's committed to Virginia, and is who's the other visit? The first visit you mentioned,
Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa.
Okay,
I'll probably say it.
And he's uncommitted at this point.
Yeah, I think so. But they were planning to visit this week, and then this weekend they have a couple more guys coming in. Jalen Harris, defensive end, wide receiver Jafar Armstrong, and cornerback Terrell Bailey. Those are the guys on the list now. Armstrong is committed to Missouri, but he is obviously, you know, interested in other schools because he did visit Minnesota this weekend. He tweeted out that he had a good time there. So obviously, even though he's committed to Missouri, he is looking around. So definitely watch that. Some of the other, there's a couple other wide receivers that we had talked about last week that Notre Dame seems to be losing ground. Well, the first one's Gavin Holmes. He was planning to visit Notre Dame this next weekend, but he ended up committing to Baylor yesterday. He had already announced that he was making an announcement on his decision before the visit, but he still had the visit planned supposedly, and then he moved that up to yesterday, and he announced that he's going to Baylor. Oliver Martin was another guy. Urban Meyer visited him last week, and he quickly tried to take a visit to Ohio State this weekend, but then it was too last minute, didn't work up. I guess he never showed up there just because it was too last minute again. I guess I'm surprised they didn't somehow get a jet out there or something to pick him up. And then Chris Miller had talked about coming to Notre Dame, but he ended up going to Ole Miss this weekend. So there's three receivers that Notre Dame likely isn't going to get.
Okay.
So there's still a lot of stuff happening. I mean, they're still giving out offers. So it's going to be a crazy week. The coaches are going to be out on the road. They're recruiting these guys. They're doing everything they can. So it's going to be a very interesting week. See how many we actually end up with.
Yeah, well, by all appearances, the coaches are working hard on recruiting, which it sounds like that hasn't been the case every time. That definitely seems they're stepping up and working hard right now. So hopefully that'll pay off, and hopefully they can keep up this kind of dedication to recruiting.
And hopefully they give some offers to guys whose names we can pronounce.
So yeah.
That's almost like reading one of those chapters when you look at the first couple books in the Bible when they have like the generation, the genealogy stuff you can't pronounce. And it's kind of like that. I mean, I don't know where
Aaron Banks begat Wyatt. Oh, those are easy names, I guess. But
see, I told you, we already got the guys with the easy names. Now they're going after the ones with the names we can't pronounce. So,
all right. Well, we talked about that.
One other thing, Troy Pride ran track this weekend. A bunch of the players were out there to support him. He ran the 60. He got third place in the 60, and he was seventh in the 200. I don't know much about track, how that all works, but it was the track invitational. So he had said, we had talked with him at the banquet Tony and I had, and he said, you know, he hadn't been running in a while, so he had to get back into the track mode and just get into shape for that. It's a little bit different than playing football. So he said he will be a little rusty. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out for him. But it was good to see that the other players were all out there cheering him on and having a good time. As far as the current players as well, there's quite a few tweets about the winter workouts. It seems they're loving it. They're hard. Niles Morgan is one of the more vocal ones. He's tweeted out different things about the workouts they've been having. So it looks like it's going very well, and the players seem to be excited about it. So definitely good news. But then the former strength and conditioning coach, Paul Longo, he was supposed to still be part of the staff, which he was, but he's taken a leave of absence. That's the report that Notre Dame put out when they announced that the other guys were officially hired. They also announced that Paul Longo is taking a leave of absence for now. Don't know how long it is or what all is going on there, but he isn't around right now.
All right, head on over to the website if you want to do some reading instead of just the podcast. We have Solon Stefano writing for us over there, and he did his part three of his off-season improvements, and this one focuses on special teams, strength and conditioning, and recruiting. So head on over there, irishsportstalk.net, and of course, if you want to just start a conversation with some Notre Dame fans, head on over to the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. Randall and I are over there, and along with a handful of other guys.
The thing is, it's a good. We can have good discussions, and the best thing is it's free. So even if you're not used to forums, it took me a long time to get onto forums because I just like...
Did it feel too nerdy for you?
Something. But then I finally did. I loved it. But, you know, a lot of them you have to pay for. This one is free. So check it out. If you're new to the forums, that kind of thing, there's a good place to check it out and talk Notre Dame football.
All right. And be sure to head on over to our Twitter and Instagram pages and make sure to enter in to win that hashtag TikTok shirt. And I think that's about it.
The only other thing I had, James Anawalu played in the Shrine game this weekend. He did play. He didn't record any tackles. Then the other player, Notre Dame tied with Gunnar Kiel, played. He was 4-7 for 28 yards, 2 sacks, and 2 fumbles.
That's exactly what NFL scouts are looking for, Randall. A guy who, when he gets knocked down, gets back up.
He's definitely been knocked down.
And fumbles the football.
I saw some of those in... not this game, but I mean in other games, he's been knocked out of games.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Do check back again next week for another podcast. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.